This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. CUPE, the Canadian Union of Public Employees, is conducting a global campaign to have one of its members released from a Turkish jail. Cihan Erdal has been imprisoned without cause since September 2020. Mr. Erdal is a member of CUPE Local 4600 at Carleton University in Ottawa. I talked to Mr. Erdal's partner, Erbat Ongun, about the situation. I asked him how and why Mr. Erdal was imprisoned in Turkey.
Cihan Erdal is a PhD at Carleton University in Ottawa, researcher, peace and LGBTI plus activist. So he was arrested in Istanbul on September 25th, 2020, 8 months ago, while he was conducting his research. And his arrest was linked to his former membership to the People's Democratic Party, that's HDP, Turkey's third largest party today, a very important figure in Turkey's opposition. However, the only evidence provided against him are two social media posts made 7 years ago, criticizing the Turkish government at that time for failing to protect Kurds against ISIS massacre attempt in northern Syria. And at that time, hundreds of people tweeted, mobilized, peacefully protested, but the protests were met with police violence and turned deadly. And today, Cihan and hundreds of other defendants are charged with crimes such as disrupting the unity and integrity of the state. And they are seeking multiple life sentences and thousands of years in prison. It's just outrageous that Cihan is being held on these alleged terror links while his core life principles are nonviolence, peace, and justice. In his last letter, he says, "It's better to face injustice than to commit it. And this world is a better place because at one point some people decided to speak up." So that's exactly why he's being held in prison at the moment.
Tell us about that. What's his situation in prison? Is he allowed visitors? Are you allowed to visit him?
No, I have not been able to visit him. I'm not allowed to speak with him. Turkey does not recognize same-sex relationships. And although we've been together for 10 years, I'm just not allowed to speak with him. We are fighting to get that permission. But his conditions just got better. At first, they kept him in a basement cell of a detention center with, like, no air circulation and daylight for several days. And then they transferred him to Ankara, and then they kept him in solitary confinement for about a month. So, you know, we really had to fight for, like, access to books, school materials, legal assistance. Now things are much better. He's even teaching English to his cellmates, always making the best, but it's difficult. It's difficult to be in such a lockdown in a high-security prison.
You and Mr. Erdal have been partners for many years, as you mentioned, but you had not come out to his or your parents until recently. Tell us about that. How'd that go?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been thinking about this for quite some time. And, you know, racism, sexism, and I guess many other isms are just baked into us in our societies, like anywhere in the world. And as an LGBTI person, you're just seen as a threat if you just decide to just be who you are or choose to love who you love. And I guess Turkey is one of the worst places today for LGBTI plus community. I mean, Jen and I have relatively been more privileged, likely, I guess, because we're educated, have jobs, and are able-bodied, but we had not really come out to our parents. Not easy at all when you hear all those homophobic comments growing up. So when Cihan was first arrested, I said to myself, I'm going to come out, not hide anymore, not try and fit, but truly show like my authentic self. So my parents, who claim to be open-minded, won't talk to me. And at one point I was like, you know, this is hard, this is difficult, but that's okay. I guess we just need to set those boundaries. While Cihan's parents, who are all the farmers in a village on Turkey's west coast, said, we see how much you are fighting for him. We see how much love there is. And it's not our place to judge you. We just respect and love you, and you're our son as well. And these are conservative, traditional Muslim Turkish parents, right? And they see the love, they see the connection, and it's just transformative. And I literally talk to them every day now.
Do you love him?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
What has CUPE been doing to help?
Well, QP and QP4600, which Jen is a member of, have been a wonderful and incredible ally. Like, they've just been amazing. I have so much respect and gratitude for the team. They wrote letters to Turkish and Canadian officials, and now together with Label Star, we are running a letter campaign. And our next goal is to submit a citizenship application to Canada for Jihan to fast-track his citizenship, so Canada can provide more consular support. And QP has also written endorsement letters. So they're really doing quite a lot. But of course, this Labor Start campaign is very important. It's ongoing. So, and the union has been supporting that campaign as well.
What can people do to help get Mr. Erdal released?
Yeah, for sure. Next hearing is on June 14th. I mean, I can only ask people to first support, follow Free Jihan Erdal on Twitter. Visit freejihanerdal.com and send letters to Turkish Embassy in Ottawa and Turkish officials in Turkey through Labor Start's email campaign. So that's very helpful. I cannot tell you how much we appreciate all the support we receive, whatever shape and size they come. So again, social media, emailing, and hopefully we will be posting more kind of next steps and to see what other action we can take.
You can find more information about QP's campaign to have Mr. Erdal released on the union's website at qp.ca. Search for Erdal, E-R-D-A-L. The Labor Start campaign in support of Mr. Erdal's release is at laborstart.org.